Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
It's Mike Shope.
Last night at 12:30 in the morning, I ate a can of mushrooms.
I did.
Pieces and stems, if you're wondering. As opposed to buttons, it was pieces and stems, which will be my next year's fantasy football team name.
Pieces and stems.
Pieces and stems.
And the Bulldog.
I should be ashamed to admit this publicly, but whatever. How long have we been doing this? I'm a junkie. I can't be trusted.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
You know, I should tell you, I think I have. I don't have a cool nickname like you do. But I am known as Pieces and Stems on my number one fantasy site. Like, that is my username.
That means a lot. I don't.
Pieces and Stems.
Yeah. All right. Good.
Because guys in these things, I've had a few drafts since I've seen you last, and I saw you Saturday. They will often disguise, they try to disguise their identities.
Sure. Yeah.
So that you don't know.
Yeah.
If I do that, in theory, you don't know if I've taken like 25% Brock Bowers, and then maybe you'll somehow benefit from that, which I think is insane. I think you think all of this is insane, but I think that is insane.
Pretty
like
much,
I've never
yeah.
lied about who I am. Pieces and stems. If you see it, that's me. Hi. Pieces and stems.
Yeah.
All from that little useless little moment.
Do they use like hidden email addresses? I recently found out that you can, because I was just looking around on my iPad for, actually I was looking for an email that from a few years ago, like something tripped a wire. I'm like, I remember hearing something about what, and then, how can I recover an email that I permanently, is there a way? And I'm just looking at my iPad and like, oh, the cloud. I never go to the cloud. I'm going to go to the cloud.
I don't even know what that is.
And I click on the cloud and there's all these different categories that open up. And one of them is like hidden emails. I'm like, well, I'm looking for an email that it's not exactly hidden, but it's, I can't find it. So to me, it's hidden. I click on that. And what it is a bunch of like shopping accounts that my wife has created using different, like Apple will hide the email for you and direct it then to your actual email
account. Why would you do that? So you can get like free first-time user deals?
If it's something like, I don't know, Reddit or Craigslist, where you don't want your actual email address involved for whatever reason, you can do it. But our list is all, it's stuff like, it's Craigslist, Reddit, Best Buy, Amazon. There's all these, like, I didn't know you could do that.
Well, I feel like you're probably not, you used to talk about FanDuel. I feel like you're probably not supposed to use new email addresses to sort of get the first-time user stuff. I'm pretty sure they don't want you to do that.
Yeah.
But if you did, maybe that's a little version of the same thing.
I'll bet if you did that there, because you have to couple an email address to it, like an actual email address.
Okay.
And so I think they would find out that you're trying to game the system if you did that.
What happens, you would never, ever, ever be me. And I feel like I'm not even bragging in the slightest to say that. I would never do this. But there's one guy in fantasy who's notorious for this. And he probably spends more money than anybody else in the world on these drafts. Yeah. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, literally. And he's been very successful. He's sort of a notorious figure. And what I think what happens is some friend or even like somebody who employee or somebody that, you know, is in coordination with him signs up. And then you look to see who's in this draft and they don't have the greens, the hallowed green star for their, you know, having won before. Like they look like a nobody. And then you start the draft, or actually it's when the draft is over. Sometimes, there he is again. Like, it's always him. It just becomes, there's the green star, that's the guy. But it's always like a fake identity in the first place through probably some other person. And couldn't there just be countless, literally countless examples of that?
Yep.
Just, you know, a new email address, a different person, and like, there you go.
Yeah, I wonder how many limits there are. Like hypothetically, could I do what I'm pretty sure it's my wife, I don't think it's the kids, has done with some of these like shopping websites. Could I go in and create 10 different accounts there with a different scrambled email?
Why not 100?
Like, I think maybe that.
Why not 1,000?
Might depend on what kind of safeguards there are on these fantasy sites to try to.
Well, there are probably none.
Yeah, well, then you probably can get away with unlimited.
But it's not like you're stealing money. You're just trying to game your competitors. And, oh my God, I mean, just here I am, the one who's going to say this. Find something else to do.
Yeah.
Touch some grass, as Ian would say. Come on. How bad
is it? It's so funny how that was jarring to me to see that. You can do that? The machine is going to help you do that? The thing I'm holding in the palm of my hand is going to help me hide who I am from?
Pieces of stems. It's me.
It seems a little like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like the best idea.
I'm the problem. It's
overall
me.
I mean, I get it practically for certain situations, but it seems like something you could really exploit.
Okay, well, now that that's cleared up,
a little tech talk for you here on the Mighty 550
coming at you.
Sorry.
The depth charts, remember when those were like a useful thing?
Yep.
Because now, like, it's got to be described as unofficial, even though it's got like the team logo and everything. It's from the. It's not like Sal's doing it, so it's official enough.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have teams that are using OR.
Oh,
Jacksonville,
is that right?
Jacksonville,
OR.
Pittsburgh. I saw their starter or the backup could be just. I hate to start a week like this, but it's a shorter week, at least. It's just like. Really? You don't even have to use it. You've already beaten us down with how unofficial it is, and now you can't tell us who your starting running back is because it's OR. We don't know. The Bills did not use OR. At least you got to give them that. They did not use OR, and there are a couple of interesting things, I think, on the depth chart that we'll talk about. Kincaid is the starter. Knox is second.
Okay.
What are the odds that when they line up for their first offensive play on Sunday, Knox is not on the field? Starting backup, no OR. He's the backup.
Yeah.
He's the unofficial, official backup. Is he really not on the field for that first play? I mean, you want to spread him out? Everybody just go routes? What do you want to do? Is he really not on the field to start the game?
It is. I mean, it's really dependent on whether they want to come out with two tight ends or three. Like, I don't know. But, like, all sounds like. I mean, I think it's tracking toward Kincaid eating into Knox's time if he's continues to prove to be healthy and reliable. Like, if they can get teams to believe that they might actually run the ball with him on the field, is, you know, that I think would increase his snap load, again, provided he's healthy.
Well, let me ask this question. Why would they do that? The wait is over. Football is here, and so is DraftKings. DraftKings is now live in all 50 states, one app, every sport, nationwide. New DraftKings customers sign up with code WGR, spend $5 to get $200 in rewards within 21 days. Includes all markets. That's code WGR in partnership with DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-MY-RESET. In Connecticut, call 888-789-7777. Visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois, 21 plus, void in Canada. Bet with DraftKings Sportsbook to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days, or trade with DraftKings Predictions to get predictions dollars that expire in 1 year. Event contract trading involves risk of loss. Predictions offer void in New York. Non-withdrawable rewards issued as $50 click to claims every 7 days for 21 days. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer. Nationwide based on sportsbook, predictions, and free-to-play sports contest availability varies by state.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Why would they do what? Replace Knox with Kincaid?
Yes.
Because Kincaid's a way better passing weapon than Knox is.
So you think maybe, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. You think maybe the Bills' overall inclination here would be to put Kincaid in the more traditional tight end position.
I think it's
just
possible,
to trick him.
Yeah, I think it's possible this year. I think it could be different. And if they line up with one tight end on the field to start the game on Sunday, I could see it being Kincaid.
Even week one? Wouldn't they want to find out the matchup?
See, the thing is,
the matchup.
You're asking a tough question because what are the chances Knox isn't on the field? I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. Joe Brady probably knows. So I'll bet the coaching staff knows. Maybe they have a plan of how they want to start that game. But if they if they're starting with two tight ends, then he's absolutely on the field.
Well, sure.
I think. But if it's only one, I got to say I don't know, but I would lean Kincaid.
I think it's two. I think you'd want, just for the, if this matters, kind of like the optics of it, to have them both play. We don't even know if like all the receivers are healthy necessarily, do we?
No, we still don't really.
So I think you have, I'd bet money it's two tight ends on the first play.
Me too, or even three.
Especially
with
at
this, with the matchup and how much trouble they had blocking Houston, on passing plays anyway, you could have Hawes in the backfield to help with that.
Okay, well, it can't be one and only Knox because of this depth chart that tells us he's the backup.
Right.
We know how important this is.
Does it mean anything to you that Coleman, and this coincides with, it's the same as what has been out there on the Our Lad site since whenever the Bills first, during training camp, would have released the first version of their unofficial depth chart. Coleman was in a starting slot ahead of Palmer. Palmer is his direct backup. Coleman and DJ Moore are the starting outside receivers. On this new depth, I don't have it open here
because
for some reason it's not on the Bills site yet. Like, I know they tweeted it, and I saw it there earlier today, so I remember. And I also have the Our Lads one, and I think they match. But anyway, I went to the BuffaloBills.com team depth chart. It'll be
never
posted later. Like, what? Okay, why are you?
Never go to that website.
Anyway, I very rarely do, but
there's
at a
no
moment
reason
like this,
to ever go to
rather
that
than
website.
Searching Twitter, which I'm currently locked out of on my desktop, I don't know. I thought I'll find it there, and I can't. So anyway, stood out to me right away this summer. After the offseason, you know, go all the way back to January if you want, with how Pegula sounded and how everything went. And we were sitting here like, I don't know, is he going to make it? Is he going to, did they trade him for spare parts? No, they got him listed as a starter. Yeah,
that's
Keon
right.
Coleman.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I think it is.
Coleman over Palmer.
Yep.
I would not expect Palmer to be on the field on the first play.
If the depth chart is supposed to mean anything.
Yeah, but that's the question.
It's unofficial. Yeah, right.
Does it?
Probably not.
Well, Coleman, the light is still on, but it's flickering. It barely works. Like it's still there though. It's still he's still 23. Year three. Mm-hmm. No, you know, maybe there are new people listening because it's all about to start again. Just a reminder, no player on the Bills has caught more touchdown passes the last two seasons than Keon Coleman. And, you know, everybody's kind of done with him. Well, not everybody, but certainly like you just said is how it's sounded. And the Bills haven't even been able to sort of stay on message, to say the least, when it has come to Coleman, right? You've got the owner basically apologizing for the pick.
Right.
And then there's the new head coach like, oh, man, he's never going to be happier than having me. And like, okay, the owner's over here, the coach is over here, the GM's trying to navigate the middle. He's not dead. That's the bottom line on Coleman, is he's not dead. He's still on the team, and he is the starter on this depth chart, which I think is interesting, if it's not just a joke. Because the team can't seem to figure out, NFL teams can't seem to figure out if they want it to be considered a joke. Right? We've got or.
Right.
You know, it's not official. There's certainly no obligation to play to it. If they wanted to start all their backups on Sunday, they could. I mean, there's nothing.
Right.
Like,
I don't know why you would do that.
No.
Right. I mean, you can do whatever you want.
But
they can have one tight end on the field and have it be Jackson Hawes. They don't care. Kalecki Lockton.
No, they don't care.
Right.
They might do that on purpose. Like, we're years, if not decades, past the point in time where they felt like they had any obligation to be honest. So why not just put it out there that these are our starters, and then here we go on Sunday, and they're not. Funny. You guys knew. We told you it was unofficial. Well, anyway, I'm a little bit more aroused by this than I really want to be.
The depth chart.
I mean, I'm just excited for the week. We've made it.
And you know, I wasn't in love with the idea of the opener, the traditional Super Bowl winner hosting the opener being on a Wednesday. But the fact that we just came back from a long weekend for Labor Day and it's already Tuesday means there's a game tomorrow is pretty cool. I'm just like ready to go. I get two games this week and then, of course, the whole weekend and all right.
Spoken like somebody that does not have to run 50 leagues worth of waivers tonight.
Yeah, I don't have to do
because
anything.
Because of the early start.
I don't have to do anything. I just got to open a bag of chips and turn the TV on. Hopefully I know what channel it's on. Yeah,
will it be in Spanish? Do we have the option of an English-speaking broadcast tomorrow?
I hope so.
You and I are trying to watch Manchester United against Everton, yours versus mine, red versus blue. It's only in Spanish. That's the only way we could get it. Was to watch. Fine. Good game.
Yeah, it was a great game.
I mean, even in Spanish, it was
all
good.
Four goals were really high quality goals. There was no bounce type thing, really.
Two Everton goals for sure, I would say.
I thought they were, yeah.
My goals were great. Yours were okay.
My go ahead goal was, whatever. We don't need to quibble about
it. The theme of this season, again, and I think it increases in this direction with each year that's gone by, the way it's ended, is Super Bowl or bust. We had this from that one ranking that was out a week or two ago. Like, there were four teams on that ranking that were Super Bowl or bust. I mean, tell me what bust looks like.
Right.
And what it actually means. I think McDermott leaving was bust. Last year,
yeah,
because of that,
mm-hmm,
decision the Bills made, that would define bust.
Yeah.
We wanted to, even if maybe you make it, if they had made it and lost to Seattle, is that okay? Like, for him.
I mean.
But they lost it to Denver in the second round.
Right.
And did not win their division. Bust.
Right.
That was bust for him.
Considering what the expectations were, yeah, that equaled bust.
I don't know if that happens again. What do they do? The same thing?
I don't think they do anything if that happens again.
I mean,
so
what's bust?
I know we had this conversation. I don't remember how I felt about it at that time, but I'll bet it's pretty similar. Like, I think you get pretty flippant with the word bust. Because if they win 11 games and go out in the divisional round, is Joe Brady getting fired?
Come on.
I mean, what are we doing here? Is Terry Pavlovich going to go, oh, well, that's it then. The roster's not good enough. I have a general manager, president of football operations problem? No. So what if, oh, my quarterback can't get it done? Let's try something. No. That's the most absurd of the two things I just said, or the three things I just said. Nothing happens. There's no bust. There is no bust for the Bills.
This year.
Yeah. I would say the same for the Ravens. Like they've had, you know, rockier years within the run that they've been on the same timeline as the Bills with Lamar and Josh both being in the same draft.
Really only for one reason, his injuries.
Yeah, right. But that said, I mean, there is a contract thing there, maybe, right? I don't know. Like, maybe they could move on him. I don't know. It's not always been super smooth.
No.
It feels like between smooth as it appears to be between Josh Allen and the Bills.
Very true.
So that could be a bust button you press, but I still wouldn't predict it. I mean, you got one of the two or three best guys in the league. Even if you have some conflicts behind closed doors, I think you'd still try to find a way to keep that working. I don't think that really, really works.
Well, listen, Baltimore can be this too, but you just got to win one of these. I mean, like,
right,
we're in an era that really is the best in Bills history. I think Allen has quarterbacked the best teams the Bills have ever had. That's debatable versus the 90s, but it's at least close. And you haven't even made one of these games yet. And, like, increasingly it comes to define them, the losing, which, you know, it's not fair.
Right.
A lot of teams aren't subjected to the same level of scrutiny because they're not that good. But really, the falling short and the Ravens, I mean, yes, they're very similar. The losing in the AFC playoffs, which last year did not include games against the Chiefs or the Bengals, has come for either. The Ravens didn't even make it. has come to kind of define the Bills. You'll know. I mean, you've probably already heard it in the last couple of years or even more than that. When you get there, that's the conversation. Is can they actually win one? Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably going to be more than ever this year, not just because it's one more year on the pile, but because of how they lost and who they lost to last year. I mean, Denver won 14 games. They weren't a slouch. But that wasn't Mahomes.
But they neither
or even Jackson.
Neither were they an established behemoth in the conference.
No. And there were 5 turnovers. So it looks like you blew it.
They did.
And against Kansas City, they can get people will more often apologize for them. Mm-hmm. I would. I mean, because of who you're playing. This wasn't Kansas City. So I think, really, if you're already sick of it, look out. Because this year is very much.
Yep.
And, you know, you have New England, which adds to that, too. And New England kind of, you know, this is not always that respectable, but New England's year and their presence is more just like questions about whether the Bills' run is over. And, you know, it's probably not. But their division title run ended.
And who's the first game? Like, if I'm already, I wasn't thinking about this walking in here today, but this conversation has landed me here. If somehow, it's completely far-fetched.
3.5.
If New England goes out to Seattle and wins, in the first game of the year in front of the whole country, I think already there will be, panic is too strong, but like, I'm not super comfortable. Like, what? They just went out there. We watched the Super Bowl. They did not look up to it at all against that team. And here's a new game on a new day and a new season. And what they did? What? They went out to Seattle and won 31-24? What?
Very possible.
So if you get that, boy, Thursday, there's going to be a lot of angst, I think, already without the Bills even having gotten on the field yet.
I have the box score open from the Super Bowl. I don't remember why. Ian Hardett had a tweet about May and how his playoffs were not actually that bad. I'm just thinking like, dude, that was the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. That was garbage time. But okay. I called up that box score to check that. New England, they're both, your eyes might start bleeding looking at this game. That's really why I can't really believe that they picked New England for this game. But Patriots in the Super Bowl, punt, 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 punt. End of half, punt, 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 fumble. Now we're into the fourth quarter. Touchdown, interception, interception, touchdown, end of game. Seattle, field goal, punt, punt, field goal, punt, field goal, punt, punt, touchdown. A.J. Barner, congrats, first touchdown. That was the prop bet you needed, first touchdown of the Super Bowl. Seattle tight end, A.J. Barner. Punt, field goal, punt. I mean, they scored one touchdown in the game, Seattle. They were outgained in the game. Feels like, to me, I think of it like it was a blowout.
Me too.
But, you know, garbage time. Wasn't interesting at all. Got to run it back.
Right.
We got to have that. But it's, you know, we'll all watch it.
What was the final score of that game?
29-12.
Okay.
29-13. 29.
Yeah.
You don't see that a lot. 29-13 was the final score. Super Bowl 60.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yep. All right, Week 1. So, we just found out, Ross Tucker today. That's cool.
Welcome back, Ross. All right.
Tuesdays at 4 is the slot now for Ross Tucker, mostly, normally. And we'll have Sal Capaccio coming up at 5 today. Got to talk about the Michigan nonsense. I'm already a little bit too agitated, and I want to not be like already off the deep end by the time we get to the Michigan thing. But I watched that. Can't say I can't believe it because I kind of, it's totally believable.
Yeah.
What happened there? Just seems to happen constantly, this kind of thing. So we'll talk about that a little bit too. 803-0550, Super Bowl or bust. I don't even know what that means, but it seems like an easy one to sort of latch on to. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for joining us. This is WGR.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Walker does know how to utilize his length in this gap control style, just like Landon Jackson's doing the same thing. All of a sudden, I can't get to you. You're keeping me away. This is very Leon Lett-like. This is what Leon was so good at. And he was very much like Walker. He was very lateral down the line. You couldn't get to him because his arms were so long. So now he's in this defense he's comfortable with. He can gap control without having to rely on being able to sink his hips and girth, right? It's a little different style. That's huge for him. I think he's going to have a very big year in this defense.
Former Bills offensive lineman Jerry Ostrowski talking about Deion Walker. He's on the first column in that depth chart. Of course he would be. With Oliver and I think Sanders are the three.
Yep.
DL.
And he is, if you're the sort of person that wants to build the case for they're going to be better than they've been, or like what is going to get them over the top? Like, what's the difference? What's the change? I think that guy going into a second year that already showed a lot of promise as a rookie in this defense, that could be a game changer for them, both in terms of his own ability and if his own ability requires more than Ed Oliver might you know, other guys too, but I'm thinking mostly about Ed Oliver, might be able to be more effective too. And I think any case with, is that defense going to be, you can talk about the corners, the safeties, the linebacker, every level there's change. There's so many new faces and names back there, just on the defense in general. If you even want to include Walker and Sanders and Landon Jackson, like these guys, Walker mattered last year for sure. The other two, certainly Jackson never mattered. Sanders played, but I wouldn't say he mattered. Any of that just sort of becomes impactful, they could be onto something. But I feel like Walker is he's the one that if I were putting together a bet board for like who meets this criteria, and I know it's pretty vague what I'm saying here, but like Deion Walker would have the shortest odds of like chance of pushing the Bills somewhere that we haven't been on defense, I would say.
Yeah, that would be tough to bet on.
Yeah,
to quantify.
I'd have to really sit and workshop how to like phrase the question, the bet.
Plus, you'd have to use a new one because we just cannot get any cooperation from our colleagues on this one, erasing bets that have expired for years.
Oh, right. Yes, right.
They're just never going to do it. Sean McDermott will have a bottom 10 season on defense. There's $100 on that? Did they settle that?
No, and I'm telling you that extra zero is fake. There's that someone
did that.
One of them fooling around. I don't know.
Feel free to wrap that up.
That other zero was not there.
Or does that extend to his future coaching other teams?
Right. I don't know, but no, I would think that bet is settled.
Who will be the home opener in 2026?
Also settled.
Get that out of here.
Terry Pegula refers to McDermott as the best coach in the NFL.
Done.
Settled.
He's not going to do
Caleb
that now.
Caleb Williams will be benched in 2025.
Last year.
Settled.
Come on. Bulldog wants to write a Deion Walker bet. You got to give him a little space.
Dallas to extend Dak and Lamb and Parsons.
Traded.
Settled. Guys.
What do they do all day?
Look at that thing once in a while.
Doesn't Jeremy sit here?
I feel, yes.
Does it not make his eyes bleed to look at that?
I feel very possessive of that board because I feel like we started the bet board. And they got in on it, and now they've ruined it. For the time being.
They have ruined it.
Jerks.
They have ruined it. We have bets that are active.
That's right.
Bulldog's great bet, will the Jets make the playoffs before 2030? That's my favorite.
I'm a no on there. Yeah, yeah.
You said one day that they will not make the playoffs until 2030, and like I'll bet that. And I just have to say yes. I mean, some of these, like the one time you had the opener was going to be the Bills and the Jets. Like I just have to agree to this. It's just that good. I can't really say no. I mean, I feel like the odds are with me.
Yep.
But just like coming, it's like in fantasy when somebody comes up with a trade offer and you're like, oh, that's really interesting and fair. I want to reward that person and say yes to that trade. Unless like I have some specific reason for not. Like just, you know what? You deserve this one. You came up with a great idea here. I'm in. Like you with the Jets and the Jets. But they're always the Jets, these ideas. You deserve the action.
Well, I'm happy to have it. I still like where I'm standing there. I mean,
the Jets.
They could find their way to the next Drake May in one of these drafts, and then everything changes.
That means their playoff drought will get to 20 years, or 19 or 20 years.
I'm here for it.
Wow. I hope you are.
I do too.
Still a ways off.
Yeah. There's a lot of factors. I mean, my own well-being certainly could be a factor. My employment status could be a factor. I mean, I hope that all works.
I think the first, not to get too morbid, I think the first bet that was ever up there was with Bauk and who would die first.
That might be right.
That was up there for a while. Then we canceled that bet.
That could still be, yeah, we did, because it's still live. I saw Bauk and his lovely wife on Sunday. He's alive. You're sitting right here. I'm pretty sure you're not AI. I'm pretty sure you're real.
Is he at the draft tonight? Is Greg in that?
No.
He got out of all the fantasy stuff.
I don't, no.
Are you going?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
I might pop in.
Good. Do. Pop in.
I thought I had a conflict, but I don't.
Oh, turns out you don't.
No. I'm not going to, my nephew's going to take the team and I'm not going to bump him.
Okay.
But
You sure?
It turns out, I thought sure ADP chasing is over for
that
now.
That won't be a little too much like the GM coming down to the coach's box?
If I show up?
If you show up, yeah. Like, Joe Kelly might be a little, I better do this right.
I will just stand behind him and not say a word.
Right. That'll
I'll
be
just stand
be
there.
Comfortable. Right. Yeah, no, I even went so far as to ask Owen. I didn't verify with my own eyes that he has access to all the stuff that he'll need for tonight. Because there's his name was not on the official roster for a long time of like the he couldn't get into the fantasy site without using my login stuff. And I said, do you have everything you need for this? Because I'm not going. And I want. He's like, yeah, Paul, help me get, I'm there. I'm good. I'm like, okay. I do not want a text at 6:59. I can't get it. I mean, I could probably just send him the stuff that I have in my iPad. But anyway, he's taking the ball. I've handed it off. I'm in a consultation role.
There's something, apart from like the personal interactions, there's something about that league I will miss, and there's something about that league I will not miss. I will miss having that Yahtzee game to determine
but
draft order.
That hasn't even been happening anymore anyway.
No. Well,
I don't know how Paul sent an email out.
I miss it.
Everyone trusts Paul. Paul sent an email out a while ago with the draft order. He did the random.org or whatever.
Okay.
And that's
what happened to that game?
We did it.
Why did he move away from
it? I don't know.
It's like a handheld Yahtzee.
I don't know.
And you had to run a turn.
Yeah.
And the best score you got determined your draft order.
I don't know the status of the handheld Yahtzee game. What I do know is that I think that meant he had to do that in person, and he would do that like before the draft.
Yeah.
This allows him to let you know, like, we know we're picking fifth and have known for many weeks.
Is that that's actually?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I missed the Yahtzee.
Yeah, me too. There's an old
what
school
I will
element
not,
to that.
What I will not miss is there being one league in my world where you have to monitor your transactions so carefully.
Yep.
Because there's a limit on them, and you also have to pay to make them. And so you kind of want to draft two kickers or two defenses. You don't want to have to waste a transaction on a bye week situation, or do you just take the zero? Like, all my people, they don't have an answer for that. Like, they don't get that question.
No.
I can't ask Theo Greminger, what would you do? He's like, what? He would just hang up. So I will not miss there being the one league where
last year in the – I think I made it to the playoffs. I think in the playoffs I had to dress a position player in the second quarterback spot because I was out of moves. And I didn't have something happened. I don't remember what. I just remember needing to just put someone in a spot that they didn't belong.
The league I run has a limit, but it's like 20 or 25, and we don't have kickers or defense.
Right.
This one's like 8.
Yeah, with kickers and
defense. With kickers and defense, so. Yeah.
It's tough.
Tough.
Yeah. I was at a fantasy draft on Saturday.
Mine?
Yeah.
That one you're counting as being at?
I you know, it was happening still while I was there.
Wasn't that great?
The day was great. I mean, I didn't pay any attention to the draft, but I did think I told you this already. I was going to spring it on you.
Okay.
Because I didn't follow it. Saturday morning, I knew you were going there ahead of me. We weren't driving together because you were going to participate in this draft with Jared Smola and Adam Krautwurst, who hosted us at Ridgemont Country Club. It was lovely. I was very excited to go, and I had a great time with those guys, meeting them both, especially Adam, who you've always joked around for years when you have him on how much I adore him. I had never known him or met him. The only interactions I'd ever had with him were on this show, literally, until Saturday. But when I got up Saturday morning to start stretching, because, you know, it takes a while. No, I just got up Saturday morning, and one of the first thoughts I had when I got the coffee and sat down and started looking at the world through my iPad was, I should ask Mike. I'm going to ask Mike if I can buy in. Would these guys welcome me? I don't want to participate in the draft. I promise you I am not going to be sending you emails with suggestions about receivers to pick. I'm like the guy that has a bankroll and is backing the restaurant and I'm never going to say a word about the cooking or the dining experience. Just I'm here. I'm silent.
Silent partner.
Silent partner. I really said a lot. I really could have just said silent partner. And I thought, you know, I'm going to do that. And then when I even went so far as to open a text, you know, I was going to text you, and I thought, feels a little oversteppy to me to ask you. I don't know these other guys. I'm going to ask you. I'm going to put you in a position to take this to them. And if they don't like it, then you have to say, that, you know, no, we can't. And now I'm going to meet them. We're going to play golf. And I might feel weird because they said no. And what? Just like, and plus I was like, you know, the money. I forgot about it, but I did actually have the thought. Like, that would be fun. Kind of like the card.
Strasburg.
Strasburg card, right. Yeah.
Well, I think your instincts were good on, you know, both ends.
Oh, good.
It was a fun idea, but you're right. I mean, it could have been awkward.
Yeah.
My idea, I put it to Jared and Adam in a text today, was like, we could have done, say, we could have sucked $100 out of you, and then... like every par is worth 25 and birdies are worth 50. And depending on how you play, you get equity in the team.
That could have been fun, too.
That could have been fun.
Yeah.
I wish I'd thought of that.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure you would have wanted to do that either. Like, never been to this golf course and I just want to have fun here.
Yeah.
Now I'm playing for like pretty high stakes.
Yeah.
But yeah, nothing like that happened.
Yeah. But it was a lovely day, except for the parts where I forgot how to play golf, and I think cost our team the match mostly.
Yeah. You'll get invited back.
We got out to a lead, and I tanked the last. I just was terrible down the stretch.
Maybe you'll get invited back. Ross Tucker today coming up in 20 minutes. We'll talk to Sal Capaccio at 5, all times Eastern. Thanks for listening. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.